It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History.
Win.
We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right, we wrap with Royce every Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday here on Mackey and Judd. You can find Royce Unchained, Royce on Baseball, and Monday Night Sports Talk with Royce and Such on the Royce Unchained podcast feed. Patrick, let's talk about Alex Kirilloff. He's pretty awesome at baseball, and I think he should just be the starting first baseman going forward for the Twins because he's better defensively than their other options, too. What do you think?
I think that probably would be a very popular thing to do with the public and the rest of us and that aren't involved. But with Arise hurt, Sano's going to be back tonight, I would guess, playing first base, and Kirilloff will be playing left field.
Well, maybe if you're Luis Arraez, maybe just slide normally into the plate and not like diving into the catcher's shin guard.
Yeah,
and then if you're the catcher, maybe tag Arraez while you're. It was the weirdest play ever from all.
It was a extremely strange play, but I have we seen Arraez slide yet, or is it always on his belly?
It's always kind of a belly tumble situation.
Yeah, I don't like it. So it's. It was weird. You're right. It's an extremely weird play. And whatever happened to blocking the plate? I thought that was a thing. And then it's now gone, right? I mean, now you can stand in front of the plate, right? Now he jumped up to catch a bad throw, but he didn't give him a path to the plate. What happened to that?
Yeah, I thought the same thing.
That rule is one of the most screwed up rules, Patrick, because it just seems like it's an umpire by umpire decision. Like, I know what the rule's supposed to be, but the way it's enforced basically changes, it seems like, game to game.
Well, and when it first came in, if a guy had his foot in front of the base and somebody was 25 feet away, they said he was blocking the plate. Yeah. And now, guys, they're not standing there with their shin guards down, just blocking it like they used to, but they're standing in front of the plate now, and I haven't seen it called all year. I haven't seen every baseball game, but I have not seen, the path to the plate. You're going to give the guy the back of the, the back half of the plate. That ain't happening. The Twins have gotten away with it a few times, too, blocking the plate. So I don't know what the rule is, but you're right. It's a stupid slide into home plate. That's... Sliding head first is idiotic most every place. I guess not when you're stealing second now because people manage to maneuver their arms and stuff like that when they're on their bellies. But, as stupid as it is during the first base, which is the all-time stupidest play, it's just as bad sliding on your belly into the plate. It's idiotic. But what are you going to do,
I still think, if you're the catcher there and you've gone through all the trouble of jumping up and getting undercut and you're laying there, don't you just put a tag on the guy just in case?
Yes. And
what are you doing?
What are you saying? Well, they must have called him safe. Well, I don't think you should assume that when you haven't seen what happened. Yeah, because you're up jumping around, falling down. You don't know what went on anyway. It was rampant idiocy by both the base runner and the catcher. And,
rampant idiocy.
Yeah, I mean, it was incredible. And they're going to miss their eyes. He's going to end up in 7-day concussion protocol or some dang thing. And, he's the natural leadoff hitter for this team, that's for sure. And they're going to miss him. But it gives them their excuse to bring Sanoa back and run him out there again. I saw somebody, I think Betsy Helfand, sent out some video yesterday of him. Basically, they don't throw batting practice to these guys ever. They crank up the machine. And he was taking BP against the machine. And I heard Provis and Gladden talking the other day, too, that they're trying to get it up to 95, 96 and see if he can make contact with the ball. So I don't know. I don't know, but he'll be, I would bet anything he'll be back in the lineup tonight facing his old buddy Gibby.
Oh, yeah. How about that? We get to watch Gibby nibble and throw over to first and step out.
Well, Gibby hadn't had many guys at first. He started on opening day for them and went 1 1/3 innings.
Yep.
Since then, he's pitched 30 some innings, hasn't given up a home run. And I think has allowed 3 runs. He pitched 1/3 of an inning. Now, I think some of those runs were unearned on opening day. But his ERA is under 3 after his first start of the year was 1/3 of an inning.
So. You're right. Here it is. So his last, so throw out the disaster opening day start. 5 starts since then. He has a, what's he here? A .82 ERA in those other 5 starts. And opponents are hitting 195 off of him in 33 innings.
Woo. Let me say this. No one on Twitter that followed. Here's a new blockage on Ricey, a new Ricey rule for being blocked. If you tweet me today saying you knew they should have never given away Gibby, I'm going to block you because you're lying. He got bashed more than anybody around here, even when he was pretty dang competent at times. People were ripping Gibby. So anyone who sends that to me, that's like treason center field and bilateral leg weakness. You're blocked. So
Gibby,
just a warning.
The problem that he's going to have tonight is he is going to put pressure on himself because it's the Twins, right? Because he's going against his former club. And Gibby is prone to pressure meltdowns. So I predict about 5 runs. At least 5 runs.
All right. That's
I think Gibby's going to feel it. Buck's going to drive crazy.
He must be throwing great. So we'll see. You know, Gibby, what year was it? 18 he had the real good year? He had a dang good year for them.
Sounds right.
Was it 18? Yeah.
Yeah, good year.
And but he's, you know, I've always – he really changed personality-wise, too. And then Phil was in the clubhouse when he was at his most defensive in those early. I mean, any suggestion that he hadn't pitched well, and he excuses and
that whole and, team was like that back then.
Yeah,
Dubnyk, huh?
trying to kind of hold his hostility back, and at the end he ended up being Mr. Nice Guy. You know, he was a good guy, good quotes, you know, and a player rep and all that good stuff. So he was he matured. It took a while, but he matured. So,
good friends with Lance Lynn, too.
Has become good friends with Lance Lynn.
They were good friends. An odd couple, if there has ever been one to me, was Lance Lynn, who was surly and cantankerous, and Gibby.
Well, there's one if you want to explain it to me. I'm not the mystery of baseball. That guy was terrible here, and he's been nothing but good since. So why?
And nothing but good before. I mean, this dude's literally been in the league for 10 years, and he's had one bad year, and it was the year with the Twins.
Yes, and now I can't remember when they got rid of him. Where did he end up that year?
Yankees.
Yankees, okay. Yankees. And they, you know, was he okay for that? He wasn't real good there either.
He was better. He had a 4.14 ERA and struck out a bunch of batters. And then
he was surly here about having to take $12 million. Supposedly he and Morrison spent their entire summer bitching about how they got screwed in free agency and helped poison that clubhouse very much. But Lynn always had the reputation as being a grumpy SOB, too. So I don't know if that's changed or not. But how about the poor Whiteys, man? Whew.
Yeah.
No Robert, no Jimenez. Eaton's that Robert's that's a That's a completely, dislocated hip. He's not going to play all year either. That's pretty much the end of them.
Sounds uncomfortable.
Tony's there. Tony will take care of the whole thing, Pat. He's making great moves.
Yeah, Tony won't make any excuses either for that, I'm sure. Tony. Yeah, that'll be a one and done, don't you think, Tony?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So how about that win in St. Paul? You were there, Judd. Greatest Wild regular season win?
It's up there, Pat. It's up there.
Two and
26 seconds. Yep.
But the other one was fairly late too, right?
The other one was like 10:48. Yes.
Yeah, and that was kind of a. How'd that one go in? The puck was just flying around above everybody.
That's how hockey works. Fiala scored it. Yeah. But no.
How about Brodin? He's becoming a goal scoring monster here.
Pat, it's the new Wild. Koivu's gone. All the BS is gone. This team actually is likable.
But what's that got to do with Brodin scoring goals?
It's got to do with the fact that they have the ability now to not just get behind and then think, we should come back. They actually work as a group. They're fun to watch, and Brodin's good. But, I mean, Pat, Brodin's been good, like you wrote, for a long time. Like, he's been solid for a long time.
But not much offense. Not much, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it was,
but, I mean, he's a hell of a player.
Puck out and then,
Louis
then,
loves him.
Yeah, now he's scoring goals. What, mm-hmm. The last two comebacks, didn't he get a goal in each of them?
Yes. He got the tying goal against the Blues on Saturday.
Well, never count them out, baby.
They are fun. They're fun.
The furious, furious rallies. Pat, we got to run. We will talk to you tomorrow, sir.
All right, gentlemen.
See you, Royce. See you later.
All right, that is Rapping with Royce here. I'm Mackie and Judd.
This holiday, whether you're making a Baker's Simple Truth turkey for 40 or a Murray's Baked Brie for two, Baker's has fast, fresh delivery and free pickup, so you can make holiday meals that bring you all together to create memories that last. Baker's, fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
Get more ways to save at the Buy 5 or More Save $1 Each sale. Just buy 5 or more participating items and save $1 each with card. Baker's, fresh for everyone.